With Star Wars, The Force Awakens coming out, hovering like a giant mothership over everything in life right now, you may be finding it hard to ignore. And then there's those of you who know nothing about Star Wars. You came of age during the unwatchable Sith episodes, perhaps, and you really haven't checked the whole Star Wars scene out. That is you, a Star Wars virgin, or as they say in Huttese, a wormo, kind of a dunce, clueless. This is your 2015 holiday party nightmare.
Cantina bar? What the hell is this?
Hey there, Jeff. Or should I say Luke? The size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
What are you talking about, Susan?
A joke, young Jedi. Don't worry. So great to see you. What's that costume?
I'm not wearing a costume.
Right, and I'm not Yoda. I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is that you can't speak Huttese. Okay, drinks over here, lightsabers over there. It is so good to see you. Ichiwawa, as we say in Ewok. Thanks for coming, Wormo.
All right, what is the deal here? What's a Wormo? What kind of party is this? It says on the invitation, bring the Force with you. What does that mean? Dale? Dale, is that you in there? Are you in some kind of wolf bear thing? What are you wearing? You kind of sound ill, dude.
Get back to Kashyyyk, Wookiee.
Right. Hello. All right. Somebody needs to tell me what's going on. Translate something for me.
Oshuda means greeting. What do you want? Dopo migusha piluki. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Oh, okay.
Always two there are, master and apprentice.
You write that in Ouroboros, or is that from one of the clone languages?
This is crazy. I'm out of here. Jimmy, can I get a ride home?
Sorry, brah. My pod racer only fits one.
Don't worry. You're back in the real world. In a survey conducted last year by 538, 15% of male respondents and 21% of respondents overall said they hadn't seen a single Star Wars film. So you're not alone. Jeff Fertig would fall into that category. He's an employee at the offices of Mashable.
Yes, that's true.
I imagine a few people might have seen Star Wars at Mashable.
Yeah, we definitely have an office of Star Wars obsessives. Absolutely.
So what's it like for you?
Well, that segment you just played was uncomfortably familiar. I've never seen Star Wars. I didn't want to say anything about it my first few months of employment. I didn't want to get fired. And it's come out through this piece that I've worked on for Mashable about having never seen Star Wars.
Now, you didn't really think you were going to get fired if you didn't know about it, did you?
I had no idea. I had no idea this was my first time working in a place like Mashable. I just didn't want to risk it. I didn't want to. My parents were very proud of me, and I didn't want to chance it.
Now, why did you miss Star Wars? Were you out of the country? Were you in a deep coma?
I've been watching Transparent before.
That's
that,
very recent.
Before Transparent, I think I was just an outsider to it. My dad he never like made me watch it. He was a bit of a fan. I read about this a little bit in my piece. I was the type of guy who was, I was rollerblading listening to Will Smith's Switch across 11 repeated tracks on my Discman around when other people were binging Star Wars. That was my jam.
And you came of age around the time that the Lucas episodes came out, which weren't necessarily must-watch movie fare.
Oh, yeah. Those just flew right by me. I didn't even know that those had happened until I was working on this piece, actually.
So you have a decision to make about this movie. Are you going to go and not know all the references? Or are you going to go with a friend, with a dictionary? Or
for me, this journey, as you had mentioned, I'm a Star Wars virgin. And I think that describes this journey because for me it was kind of a sexual experience in seeing like, am I going to get into the bedchamber with Star Wars? And after seeing a lot of the culture, I think I realized this isn't for me. Just like I would realize with any potential mate, this may not be for me.
Sexual, get into the bedchamber.
Yeah, I just –
that's a little creepy.
As I would talk about with any potential mate, I wanted to get references based on the culture of Star Wars. So I spoke with an astrophysicist from the Hayden Planetarium. I met with the New York Jedi and I realized – I really felt like an outsider in this culture. And I realized that this is not something that I want to get into bed with.
Now, you are wearing a bathrobe that makes you look like a Jedi – something or other.
John, that's a common misconception. It's a Jedi robe. And it is my girlfriend's Jedi robe, and she gratefully, it's because I was knighted as a Jedi Master last week, despite having never seen the franchise.
Wait a minute. How can this be? Your girlfriend is in bed with you, apparently, mm-hmm. and you know nothing about Star Wars, and she gives you this Jedi robe.
Well, she had this Jedi robe from her previous days, I guess, as a female Jedi, which is definitely a thing I learned at New York Jedi, the institution that anointed me a Jedi Master. And once I did, she allowed me to wear this robe out in public anytime I might desire.
Well, Jake, you're on your way, it sounds like.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jake Fertig, video producer at Mashable. Are you going to see the movie, by the way?
We'll see. I'm doubtful, but I may, as a novelty.
All right, Jake, you got some work cut out for you.
Well, thank you, John.
Jake has a decision to make, but what movies are still on your must-watch list? Tarrytown, New York, Titanic, Medway, Massachusetts, When Harry Met Sally. So much has come from that film, and the comedy seems to be classic and heartwarming as well. I'm not sure why I never saw it. I'm 30, so I should have seen it by now.
Hi, this is Kevin from Omaha. The movie I'd like to see the most would be Citizen Kane. I'm not sure why, and I'm not sure how I missed it, but I would really like to sit down and watch it with someone who gets it.
Do you get Citizen Kane, Jack?
Yes, I do. Citizen okay. Kane is definitely one of the most.
All right, so Kevin, you should check out Josh here. San Mateo, California. I've never seen any of the Hunger Games movies. From the trailers and various reviews, I think they are sending powerful messages to kids about adolescent rebellion, civil unrest, and war is the only solution. I wish I'd seen them because it leaves me out of the discussions with my adolescent grandchildren who have read and seen all of them. Just come over to my house. My kids can recite everything from the Hunger Games. We always want to hear from you. Any movies you haven't seen, tell us the story. What movie do you want to see besides Star Wars, Jake?
I'm really looking at Carol. I want to see Carol.
Oh, well, that's out right now.
Yeah, that's I have
Oscar buzz. Mm-hmm. All right. Transparent and Carol.
Yeah.
Is there a theme here?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I things that I don't need to become a Jedi to go see.
Give us a call at 8778 My Take. Much more at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.